Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
After another lopsided loss for the Cowboys, things seem to be heating up in Dallas with a lot of people, fans, probably radio hosts, kind of weighing in on the Mike McCarthy situation and whether or not he is, in fact, on the hot seat. Well, Jerry Jones answered that question. He said, "I don't believe we'll make a coaching change during this season." So that answers that question. Do you agree with that decision?
Yeah, I don't think anything changes when you make – I don't necessarily think you're – what's the point? Then the organization just kind of gets thrown in disarray. You know, what are you getting from – if you make a coaching change, what are you getting from those coaches necessarily? Some of those guys – I know it's easy to say everybody's coaching for their job, right, or their next job, and that's fine. But now you've got – you know, families to deal with. These guys are dealing with their families. They don't know where they're going to be next year. They're asking questions. It just causes a lot of disarray for the personal lives of everybody involved, players as well. I don't necessarily think that making changes in the middle of the season really does anything, unless there is just something really, really bad going on. And I don't think that this team is necessarily lost with Mike McCarthy. I think they're just not very good. They're not coaching them. They're not putting them in the best situations. They're injured as well. So I'm not really sure what would make of it. I will say that I saw Mike McCarthy's press conference yesterday, and there was sun gleaming in, and they decided to put a shade up. Yes, they put this thing.
Oh,
what was it? There's like a deflector
there
or something.
A reflector that is used when people are shooting people on camera. It can either highlight or you can deflect the light. I think it was a media member, though, that did have that out to keep the sun out of his eyes.
Wow.
So
I don't know if you guys saw Michael Parsons' comments on the matter either. And he was basically saying that he doesn't, he essentially said, "I don't feel bad for Mike McCarthy. He can leave and go wherever he wants. I feel bad for guys like Zach Martin who are on their way out." Those are the kind of guys you want to play for, the kind of guys that have so much sympathy for.
It's the last line. That is the more, I think, worst part about McCarthy.
Those are the guys that have so much sympathy and hurt for. Maybe I'm not reading the entire quote.
Yeah,
right
I'll
here,
find the entire quote for you. Basically, he mentions, like, those guys have worked harder than McCarthy had. It didn't come off great.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the thing is we've talked a number of times about optics on this show, and I think a lot of times the frustrating part is too many times in media do you hear a quote during press conference, post game, whatever it is, and you kind of take it, and a lot of times people run with it. But like Michael Parsons has a microphone and a podcast with Bleacher Report. Like,
but
it's
even
not
this was said
at
the in front of his locker. Like this wasn't a twist of his words.
Yeah,
these were his. There was no media, you know, is the enemy kind of thing. That is not the case here.
To me, that speaks to a disconnect because I get it, and I understand. Look, I've been there where guys that are, you know, you want to win for your teammates and you want to win for certain vets and guys that have kind of molded where you're at. At the same time, though, I mean, Mike McCarthy has poured a lot into this team, a lot, right? And you're talking about not only Mike McCarthy, if he were to get let go, you're talking about the entire coaching staff, their families, to your point. And we talk about optics, didn't love the optics. It just seems like there's a disconnect.
I took it, but I don't know. It's weird that I took it in a different way than you. But I simply took it as this is it for these guys. Like he mentioned, he specifically mentioned that Zach Martin could be his last year.
And I think it will be because I told you before, I don't think he's playing very well. And that's really hard for me to watch.
And I didn't take it as, well, Mike McCarthy didn't pour enough in. I took it as Mike McCarthy and where he's at in his career will get another shot in some way, shape, or form. This is it for Zach Martin as a player. He probably will never play again.
Sure.
And that's the way I took it. I didn't quite take it as in there's a disconnect and I don't give a crap about Mike McCarthy.
I didn't think that either. Yeah.
That's not what I took it as for him to say.
I'm not really worried about Mike McCarthy. I don't know. I didn't like the optics of that. I can't imagine where I felt like my coach was going to get fired because of the team's performance.
Well,
I'm saying, nah, he'll land somewhere on his feet.
Yeah.
Like, no, man. Like, I don't think that's how this works.
But I saw that as there's a tomorrow in this industry for him. There's not one for Zach Martin. That's just the way I took it.
I don't know that is anybody going to hire Mike McCarthy as a head coach, you think?
Well, I think he might coach again. So I don't know if coaching and head coaching, I mean, he got hired this time. There's been guys that have three or four shots before, whether they're deserved or not.
Yeah, I don't know.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.